A block of modest, well-kept, mid-century homes, along with the neighborhood school, church, and bar, form the potential historic district. It's steeped in the traditions of the immigrant steelworkers and families who built these homes by hand and never left. Several generations have grown up dancing, singing, and playing traditional guitar-like instruments like the bugeria with the Okolitsa Tamburitsans, a folk group that has met at the old St. Mary's School building for decades. Pueblo City planner Wade Broadhead says historians are recognizing the importance of working-class neighborhoods like this.
It looks exactly the way it did when it was built in 1949, 1950, 51. The lawns are perfectly manicured. The architecture has not changed much. The metal lawn furniture is outside in mint condition. It is really a living, historic neighborhood.
Joe Kochman grew up in old Bojan Town.
Everybody had a nickname. Everybody. My dad's nickname was Moon. His brother's was Hage. My uncle,
an active
Albert
guy
was
in his
Jonesy.
Mid-60s. Kochman can tell all kinds of stories about the homes and the people who live in them, like the house that had its second story removed in 1959 when he attended the parish school across the street.
They just cut around it and used a crane to lift it off. So we were all in school when they did that. And Carla, that lives there, her teacher wouldn't let them go up to the window to watch them take the roof off of her house, but all the other classes got to watch.
The school itself was built using bricks that came from the smokestack of a nearby smelter that closed in 1908 and was taken down in 1923.
The church gave the kids and the families a penny a brick to clean the bricks that were used in the school building.
But now the slag left behind by that old smelter has put the area onto the EPA's list of potential Superfund sites due to possible toxic lead and arsenic levels. And proposed construction on I-25 could threaten homes on the edge of the neighborhood. These two issues were among the reasons that residents came together a few years ago to form the Isler Heights Neighborhood Association. About the same time, Broadhead, the Pueblo City planner, asked if they were interested in becoming a historic district. Kochman's wife Pam says she wasn't surprised by that. Even though she didn't grow up here, she knew it was a special place.
Everything about it is unique, you know, the music and the food and the way they kept up their yards and the neighborhood and how everybody would visit with everybody and just continue the storytelling.
And it's those stories that were a big part of the survey that showed the neighborhood's eligibility for listing on the historic register. Dawn DePrince directs the El Pueblo History Museum and helped locals turn their memories into what became the community's larger narrative. She says architectural historians often look to written records and books to do their research for a project like this, and that can leave gaps.
History books are often written about people like Rockefeller. You know, they're written about millionaires, bazillionaires, or generals of armies, but they're rarely written about working class men, and even more rarely are they written about working class women.
And this is a working class community. Kochman remembers a steelworker named Martha who liked to sit on his front porch at night and sing and play the button box accordion.
The problem was he couldn't play and he couldn't sing. It was enough to make the cats howl, but he was out there every night singing and playing that button box. And the neighbors would cuss him out. Martha, quit playing and shut up. We're trying to sleep.
Martha lived close to Eiler's place, the popular neighborhood bar that Kochman's grandmother Peppa started more than 80 years ago. It's across the street from the church and the school, which isn't something you'd see in today's zoning codes. Pam and Joe Kochman ran Eiler's place for 15 years. Pam Kochman says three or four generations of the same family would sometimes come to the bar.
They'd bring their kids in and we'd take their pictures of the new babies and put them up on the wall. We have books and books of these things. Kids are always welcome and the kids love to come because the customers would always buy them candy. And so, or Peppa would always feed them.
Two of Joe Kochman's cousins took over Eiler's place in 2006. So it's still in the family and the traditions continue on. The close-knit nature of old Bojan Town is important as they face the uncertainty of the Superfund process. The public comment period just ended and more testing is expected by this fall. Meantime, they'll meet to decide whether or not to officially apply for historic designation.
So come on down to
For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
There's a lesson to be learned from this song. How a culture can survive and still be strong. Just remember who you are, and it will take you far, like the folks down in old Bold John Town. So come on down to Bold John Town. We can meet at Isla's place.